T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's the WIP Midday Show. James Seltzer and for Jody Cameron, John Richie with you for another hour. Marks and Reese after that. And I'm sure they're going to be talking about what Stephen A. Smith had to say about Ben Simmons. We will play that audio for you again in just 1 second. But first, it is your opportunity. You've got a chance to win $1,000 right now. Just text the word West, W-E-S-T, to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide texter will win $1,000. You got another chance to win tomorrow at 1 p.m. this exact time on our show, and every day at 8 a.m., 12 p.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's all powered by BetQL. Win more and cash in more with the help of BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to learn more. That's BETQL. All right, for those who missed it, just a little bit ago on First Take, Stephen A. Smith jumps into a conversation saying he received a text from a close, very, very close source to Ben Simmons, to the Sixers, the whole situation, and basically just flat out saying it like it is about Ben Simmons. Let's hear the audio again. We have an extended version where you hear him jumping in the full thing, and then we'll react again. This is Stephen A. Smith on ESPN just a little bit ago.
The bigger the Max, scared he is.
Max, Big Perk. Big Perk and Max, I just received a text. You know how Max, I get my text messages during the show. Y'all know that. I just received a text from somebody very, very close to the situation in Philadelphia about Ben Simmons. This is a quote. This is not me. This is them. Quote, he doesn't work. He doesn't listen. And everyone around him is family. And he's constantly babied.
Constantly babied. I mean, everything he's saying jives with what sure we does. Know of Ben the last 4 years. It jives.
Stephen A. has been pretty, consistent, if anything, on the Ben Simmons front. Remember, it was last month he came out and said, Ben Simmons is going to cost the Sixers a title.
Yep.
Because he can't and won't shoot. He's on one side of this thing. And that's, you got to give him credit there. I just, I wonder about all the inner workings. I'm fascinated by the inner workings of the way that these leaks,
why did it happen, right?
Yeah. Because there's usually a purpose behind things. And organizations and players and coaches, they have their methods of getting information across. Mm-hmm. And usually when we're talking big business, and the Sixers are certainly big business like this, they have, ulterior motives for putting things out there. It's hard to imagine that this is helpful, for the trade value, but I'm just going to have to put my hope and faith that it's not overly damaging.
Yeah,
because
or that
of
it's
the,
not
the nature yeah. of the yeah. comment itself. They are things that I think have been out there before. These are things that have been discussed. The fact that his brother was a shooting coach. I mean, this is in line with that. The fact that I think the proof is in the pudding in terms of whether he works or not. We all assume that if he did work on shooting free throws, he would be better. It seems unimaginable that over the course of 4 or 5 years that your foul shooting would go from 70% to what we just saw, 33% in the postseason if you were working hard at it. That's impossible.
I just can't wait for this guy to go, man. I just can't wait. I'm so tired of it. All of this. I'm so tired of it.
Yeah. And it's imminent.
Yeah, it feels imminent. I agree with you that one way or the other, whether it's smart or not, this kind of stuff is just showing that he can't be here. Like, he can't be here
it's
anymore.
It's reinforcing.
Yeah, it's reinforcing it.
Yeah, and the culture that they're trying to create, Daryl Morey made a real emphasis on that, how important that is. You will destroy any culture that you're building if you've got players who have a problem with another player. And I'm certain that there are players. I mean, that quote is likely from a player.
Yep.
I guess it could be a coach too, but I'm going to make that leap and say it's likely that a player did that, texted Stephen A. And I'm sure he's not the only one who feels that
well,
way.
Well, again, you know, parallels, right, with the Carson thing, with the whole thing being about how there were players in that building who felt like they gave him too much power, that they kowtowed to him too much, they didn't coach him hard enough, all that stuff. Like, huh, sounds like a really similar type of thing going on with Ben Simmons here. 215-592-9494. Weigh in on this Ben Simmons situation. Let's go to Center City and talk to Channing. Hey, buddy.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
Hi, Channing.
How you guys doing? The Stephen A. stuff, before you announced it, I was just going to say something about that.
It's pretty incredible.
I watched the and I know a couple people who are pretty close to that situation, and I've heard the same thing for about 2 or 3 years.
Wow.
But
it's amazing that it's been so, I don't know, under wraps. I mean, we haven't heard much. Ben Simmons seems to be
not
a very
not working,
private
right?
person.
Yeah.
And so you don't get much. Yeah, I assumed. I mean,
yeah, go ahead.
No, that's all you
Yeah, you definitely don't. He's definitely a private person, right? So I spent $10 on YouTube and watched this documentary about him called One and Done. Mm-hmm. And it's about his senior year and then going into college and why he picked LSU and this, and that, and the third. And the point that Stephen A. made about somebody saying that with his family and not working, I mean, it's apparent in that documentary. If anybody has a chance to watch that, I would definitely give it a watch. And you'll it lets you into the type of person and type of mentality that this guy has. Like, his father was a professional basketball player in Australia. His father definitely lives vicariously through him, and they spoil him. He's the baby brother.
Mm.
So you got everybody telling you how great you are. So why are you going to really put the work in?
It's a great point.
So, I have a guess on who sent that text message, and he's a 3-time NBA champion, and he's going to be a free agent
Danny?
This year. So I'm like, yeah, it's definitely Danny.
Really?
That's interesting.
What makes you say that?
Because he's somebody who's seen championship teams and seen championship players and how they work, and he's on his way out, and he has
nothing to lose, as it were.
Yeah, he's nothing to lose. So that's who I think it was. I don't think Joel, but Joel is definitely pissed. That video when he passed the ball to Thibault and what he was talking about in the press conference.
Yeah,
he said something smart to Ben. And Ben cursed right back at him. So it's some friction going on between there, but I don't think he sent that text message. Hmm. All right, guys, have a good day.
Oh, you got a best thing about summer, Channing?
Did somebody say water ice?
No, great
oh,
one.
Good
that's
one.
A really good one. Yeah, they give away free water ice usually first day of summer. So that's a
great point that he brings up there. Danny Green on his way out, you know, no real attachment to Philly anymore. And it's unlikely that Joel, with the possibility existing that Ben, that'll be tough to trade him. You know, I'm sure these scenarios have been discussed with Joel.
You would hope
that, you know, this is what we will try to do, but we may not be able to. And if that's the case, we're going back to the drawing board with Ben, and we're going to try to work on the right-handed shooting, Joel. Like, I'm assuming that they talk about these things with them openly.
I hope they do. I think that Daryl Morey is smart enough that he knows that he needs to look. We've had issues with that in the past, right? I mean, that was the issue with Joel before, and the Colangelo stuff, and all that, and getting rid of Jimmy, and not coming to him, and all that. Like, they have not treated Joel Embiid like a superstar. Like it or not, in the NBA, superstars have a say in how their teams are run, at least to a certain level. Mm-hmm. It's just what it is, and mm-hmm. Joel deserves that, and yeah. and they weren't giving it to him. So you hope that they learn from that, and that they're going to him and keeping him up, because he should be mad, and he is mad. Again, we didn't make a huge deal of it, but just in a macro sense, the idea that Joel Embiid was willing to say after a game seven that essentially the moment we lost the game was Ben Simmons passing up the dunk. I mean, that's a big statement from him. That's not to be taken lightly. Yeah. He said it. And then he's like, oh, you know, I have to be better stuff too. But he said, Ben Simmons, that play, we lost right there because of that. I mean, that takes something.
And he did couch it. And he did eventually lead it back to himself.
Yeah, he's too smart.
How about Daryl Morey saying, Joel, I wrote it down.
He said it's one of the smartest people he's been around or something?
Joel is one of the smartest players I've ever worked with. Think about that statement.
He is. All you need to do is be, I mean, he speaks six languages. He's clearly super smart in the way he interacts with fans, the way he does social media, all these things. Like, he just gets it. Like, he's clearly a really smart guy. I think anyone who thinks otherwise is missing everything, you know?
He's so amazing.
So I would
hope. So glad he's here.
Yes.
You want to keep him here forever, and part of that process is getting rid of this guy.
Yes. I'm just kidding. Yes. 215-592-9494. I look down at my screen and I see our guy. Been a little while. I feel like maybe he's not calling because of Joe. It could be possible. This is on the table. Let's go to Glasser and talk to our buddy BlackGritty.com. Oh!
It might be 99.9% of Joel DeCamera. It might be. It might be. I miss you guys. How you doing?
Black Gritty. It has been too long.
A while. Slim Richie, I've been texting you, brother. You too busy to text me back? What's going on, Slim?
No, I didn't get any. You got the wrong number then, because I didn't get them.
Some random John is looking at us like, who is this guy? Like, what is he texting
me
about?
Why are you calling me Slim Richie?
Yeah.
So, for years I've already been on the Ben Simmons thing. And this conversation is the biggest con in the world. He's gone. I'm not worried about it. Yeah. Or he's going to move him. But this coach threw him under the bus after that press conference, after he told us 2 weeks prior that we didn't know sports and we don't understand the game because we talked about Ben Simmons. Mm-hmm. The coach told us that we don't know that. His previous regime never went to the Western Conference Finals. Ty Lue just took the team there with less players.
Great point.
With less. And when he left there, they said his rotations were horrible, he didn't listen to the analytics team, and he coddled Kawhi Leonard too much. And he gets here, and he's supposed to be some tough guy for Ben, the role model and all this kind of stuff. What does he do when he comes here? We went from the losingest coach in the regular season to the losingest coach in the playoffs. More losing culture. 29 losses in clinching games. Blowing 3-1 leads, 3-2 leads with this coach, Glenn Rivers. So I know everybody's riled up about Ben, and Ben don't work, and Ben don't shoot. We know that. We've been here. We lived it. We've seen it. Everybody who defended him, I've gotten 32 apologies in text messages and tweets about people who finally realize that this is what it is. But this coach and this con job is super impressive, bro.
Well,
he's deflected everything. Like, we didn't know that Ben Simmons was a problem. We were up 18 points. We were up 26 points. You don't put the starters back in. You leave George Hill out there. You don't put Tobias Harris back on that block with the mismatch where he was running up points on people. That's the coach. And guess what? Apparently he's coming back because Ben Simmons is the only problem here.
It's what I started the show saying, Owen. I said they should fire Doc Rivers. I don't care how much money
you
owe. Yes, because of everything you just said. I mean, you laid it out so succinctly. I should have had you come in and do the open for me because you said it perfectly.
Don't you think that there's the possibility? Like, Doc says things sometimes that makes me as a fan feel like he is ignorant, and I've been defending Doc today, and I do believe that he's the best man for this job for this year, and then things might change. I mean, if things go awry this upcoming season, I'm certainly open to the possibility that we need to get a better coach
in. I promise you it'll go awry. You know, I can guarantee it.
History suggests.
He only won one championship, thankful to Garnett, who was a dog. When he left there, he blamed everyone, Danny Ainge, and not bringing in players. Then he went to L.A. He was the coach, the GM, the general manager, and the janitor, and couldn't get it done. He wanted all the power and had it. Couldn't do it. So history shows that unless Kevin Garnett's walking through this door, Josephine Baker, we aren't going anywhere with this coach. And again, he didn't pay a lot of money. He's probably not going anywhere. But I know Ben's going. I just wanted to be clearly succinct that the guy we have cannot handle pressure. He was slumping and crouching and crying during the game on the sideline. He told me he needed Danny Green on the sideline as a coach. You're the coach. You got Sam Cassell out there. What you need Danny Green the coach for you for?
Well, why? I wonder how much longer we're going to have Sam Cassell. That's a real issue, too, and we haven't talked about that at all.
Yeah,
Sam Cassell is
going to
be gone.
Yeah.
He's going to be a head coach somewhere.
He should be.
Somewhere.
Yes.
He should replace Glenn. So lastly, what I love most about summer is having a child. You guys have children. Last night there was a lightning and thunderstorm at 11 o'clock. Me and my daughter put chairs out on the front porch, and we looked at lightning and listened to rain for 2 hours and talked about school and life and friends and the world and travel. And we just sat there in the middle of the night looking at lightning, talking to each other, not having to worry about school. That's the best thing about summer. That's family and your kids. I miss you, Slim Richie.
Cool,
I miss you, baby mama. I love you guys. I'm out.
Love you.
See you, Black Gritty.
We're going to get mad at Joe for not getting more of those calls. If it's Joe's fault. I mean, that was great. What a great call, as usual. And he nailed it. Yeah. He nailed it. I am 100% with him. The history of Doc Rivers is pretty clear. It's that he's going to blow it in the playoffs.
Yeah, but he can change that history.
Can he?
With better players here.
Yeah, but Garnett playing again? He's going to come back and play with Joel?
Well, we're going to get better players. Daryl Morey told us that. And Doc will look better.
I do trust Daryl.
Doc
will look better.
So if you do trust Daryl, then you should trust in him having trust in Doc, at least for this short.
I think he doesn't have a choice. He didn't pay Doc.
All right.
He's like, they're not going to fire Doc. They owe him $40 million. I'll just suck it up.
Do you think that Doc knows less about Ben than we do? Like, I know he's with him every day at practice. Some of the stuff that he said.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff that he seems to believe about Ben, and again, it's hard to know what he really believes and what he's just saying for Ben's benefit, but so many times it's felt like I just want to scream at, you know, Doc, we know this guy. Like, you can't possibly know him the same way that we do. And then I think that's stupid of me because Doc's with him every day. But you know, like the patterns, the expectations for an off season. When Doc says, we know exactly what we need to do with Ben, like, does he really think Ben is going to devote himself
to
being in the gym, like, with Doc right there holding his hand? Because that's not what happens.
No.
Ben will disappear. He'll be in L.A. and doing his whatever. And he'll post some videos. That's what I expect will happen, and it doesn't seem like Doc is on that same page because, you know, realistically, he's never been through an offseason with Ben Simmons. He last offseason was truncated and strange because of COVID. So, you know, that he probably looks at that as an outlier and that it can't possibly look like that ever again, and it probably won't. But the theme, the moral of the story is basketball matters less to Ben Simmons than it does to Doc Rivers, and less than it does to us. So he's going to do his own thing again, and I don't know that Doc is aware.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how much of what Doc has said has been real, and more what he feels like he has to say, whether for Ben, whether for the team's relationship with Clutch, or whatever. Like, I don't know how much is real or not, but I certainly think that it is possible that someone would come in from another team, not be around this year after year and not see it year after year and say, oh, this guy's great. Look at everything he does, until you get into a situation where you realize that he's not getting better and he's not going to get better and that he's not going to work to get better. So by now, my guess is it's all lip service from Doc now. Earlier on, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a great question. And the summation of your points, 100% with you. Ben Simmons is not going to get better this offseason. You know why? Because he never has. And look, you would hope as a competitor on any level that having what happened to him now, the embarrassed, I've never been more embarrassed, like forgetting that how annoyed or angry I was, I've never been more embarrassed for an athlete in my life watching sports. I've never looked at a guy and been like, you are an embarrassment more than I did Ben Simmons in this series. Like, he was a national embarrassment.
Yeah, the focus was really on him this year.
Will anything matter? I don't know. If anything could, it's got to be that. But I don't expect it.
Is counting on that experience to be the factor that changes everything. Like, he was so humiliated that he will actually dig in and do the right thing this summer. But he's been humiliated before in the postseason. It's every time he's been physically able to play in the postseason, he's been a mess in the half court to the point where we had to hand the ball to Jimmy Butler, and the year before we had to hand the ball to T.J. McConnell.
Totally.
You lost your job to T.J. McConnell. Like, what was that not embarrassing?
You're right, man. He just doesn't look at it that way. I mean, we hear it. Your own Weitzman article, which is great. If people haven't checked it out on Fox Sports, like, there's stuff in there about Jimmy Butler, and now he gets taken off the floor for Jimmy Butler, and that Ben Simmons is part of the reason Jimmy Butler's gone because he didn't want Jimmy Butler here taking the ball up.
Yeah.
And so, and we hear it even in those answers after the game. Like, he says some things that are good, but then he does the I am who I am. It is what it is. So, no.
As if that's good.
I don't think it matters. I think it's just going to move on. That's what I think. 215-592-9494. Where do you stand on this Ben Simmons mess and Doc Rivers as well? It's Richie. It's Seltzer. We got one more segment to go. Marks and Reese after that. Time's yours at 1:45. Your calls until then. Again, it's the Midday Show. We're coming right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.